Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Let's talk prospects, including an unfortunate injury, next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, June 4th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. Five prospects on the verge of getting the call. Vinny Pasquantino with the Royals, Riley Green with the Tigers, Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers, O'Neill Cruz with the Pirates, and unfortunately, Grayson Rodriguez was on this list. He is arguably the top pitching prospect in baseball. He plays for the Orioles, but he is now dealing with a lat injury. So, Scott, what do we do with Grayson Rodriguez?
Well, I'm not sure yet that I'm ready to remove him from this list. Of course, the upside is considerable, such that you feel pretty confident Grayson Rodriguez is going to make an impact when he does get the call. But yeah, when will that be? We don't know the severity of the lat strain yet. It's the kind of injury that a team should be pretty careful with, because it's hard to feel confident that it's gone away completely. It's not one that if he's handled properly, it's not one that should alter the trajectory of Grayson Rodriguez's career in a significant way. But we got to know the severity. If it's possible, it means that it's very unlikely we're going to see him at all this season. But it's also possible that, you know, after the All-Star break or something, it's still very much on the table. So let's wait and see. But it's disappointing because Grayson Rodriguez was tracking toward a promotion in the very near future. Among the others on this list, Vinny Pasquantino, I think it's any day now for him. I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened yet, given how bad Carlos Santana's been really the last three seasons, but especially this year. And Pasquantino, we talked about him last week. He's gotten even hotter since then and was just named the player of the month for the International League, among the home run leaders in the minors while making contact at a very high rate, close to a 1-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. Just, it's really hard to find fault in him as a hitter, but obviously he can only play first base and DH. So that's part of the reason for the delay. Riley Green was on track to make the opening day roster for the Tigers before fracturing his foot late in spring training. Well, he's back now. He's started out as a rehab assignment. He's now just been straight optioned to AAA. So he's a minor leaguer now in the truest sense. But I think, as soon as he finds his footing at AAA, it'll be a quick promotion for him given where he was in spring training. So it's time to stash him again after that long wait. Miguel Vargas, we talked about him last week too, and there has been a notable change since then. Max Muncy's gone on the IL with elbow inflammation, and he and Justin Turner were splitting starts at third base, which is Miguel Vargas's position. Sounds like it's supposed to be a short-term absence for Muncy, but this is inflammation in the elbow where he has a torn UCL. So, and obviously his production's been down all year. Hard to think if that's not related to the injury. So if it turns into a long-term absence for Muncy, I think the Dodgers might bite the bullet and call up Miguel Vargas at that point.
All right. These are the five prospects on the periphery. They're just doing something of note recently, and it includes Mark Vientos, the third base prospect with the Mets, Hunter Brown, a starting pitcher with the Astros, Ezekiel Tovar, a shortstop with the Rockies, Michael Massey, a second baseman with the Royals, and Luis Angel Acuña, shortstop for the Rangers, who Scott tells me is the brother of Ronald Acuña.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. And he's looked a little bit like Ronald Acuña this year. Very limited playing time because he missed the start of the season with a strained hamstring. But the power has been better than in previous years in the minors. He's only 20 years old. So obviously the book is very much still being written for Luis Angel Acuña. But he's been stealing a lot of bases. He's been getting on base. He's looked great in that small sample with the move up to high class A this year. So, you know, obviously we need to see more. He's not as big as Acuña. Not that Acuña's that big, but this Acuña is even smaller. And he's a shortstop. But he's a good defensive shortstop. So that should help him to move up the ladder as well. Some of the other ones here. Mark Vientos is a AAA now for the Mets, but he's a 22-year-old at AAA. So it's kind of understandable he got off to a slow start this year. That very much changed in May, though. His production starting to look more like it did last year, when, by the way, he hit 25 home runs in 83 games. So that's sort of like a 50-homer pace, right, over 160 games. Pretty close to it anyway. Feels very much like a Pete Alonso, but at third base. Not saying that's exactly how Vientos' career is going to play out, but he has that kind of power potential. And Ezekiel Tovar of the Rockies, who you mentioned, he is feeling a lot like this year's Anthony Volpe in terms of being a non-top 100 prospect who is positioning himself to be a top 10 prospect by season's end. He's actually at the same level as Volpe, AA, and he's performing much better than Volpe with double-digit home runs and stolen bases already. And, of course, being in line to play at Coors Field, that can't be a bad thing for dynasty purposes either. And then Michael Massey, kind of an overlooked prospect in the Royals system. He's a 24-year-old at AA, which is kind of old. Professional career was delayed by a back injury early on, but he has good power and a good batting eye and even runs a little bit. And I think we could see him in the majors before season's end.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.